I'm Dorian Jones in Turkey, one of the few countries where Russian airplanes can fly and Russian passport holders can enter without visas. That makes Turkey a prime destination for Russians seeking to escape crackdowns by President Vladimir Putin, as well as the effects of economic sanctions. A taste of home. Andre, not his real name, makes a cup of his favorite Russian tea for his Turkish hosts. He fled to Istanbul last month as rumors spread of nationwide conscription. And he says Russia has become a country of fear for those who oppose the war in Ukraine.
When I received that news that there can be conscription, I just had 2 hours to take my stuff and go. I know people who was trying to left Russia. Police started to talk with them. Why are you going? A lot of people left Russia. And a lot of people who cannot leave Russia, they are just silenced somehow. I know friends who just wrote something in their social media and police came to their houses. Well, my friends are careful and most of them already left Russia. But I know that there are situations when police just stop people on the streets and start to check their phones. So it's just a nervous situation for all of us. I chose Istanbul because it's not so far and I already know something about this city. I have connections here and I met already maybe 5 or 7 people who I already know. I can hear Russian language just everywhere.
Istanbul has historical ties with Russia and a long tradition of hosting Russians escaping their country's turmoil. In the Karaköy district, Russian Orthodox churches are a common sight, and one of the city's oldest and most prestigious restaurants was founded by refugees from the Bolshevik Revolution. Today, Turkey is one of the few remaining countries where Russian planes can fly to. It also offers visa-free travel. That makes it a popular destination for Russians as well as those seeking a way into EU countries. This Russian exile, who also declined to give his name, says he left just in time.
I read the news and I think that the borders will be closed at all, and I think that it is a last chance to move. You can't easily come to Europe from Russia. Just firstly go to Istanbul and then to Europe. I have met many Russians here. Many friends of mine are in other countries. They just travel and then decided not to go back.
Many Russians are now buying properties in Turkey. That gives them the opportunity to secure their savings and even Turkish citizenship for them and their family.
For a citizenship by investment program, you can buy one or two properties depending on your budget, but it should be fitting to $250,000.
That's Russian-born Alex Cihanoğlu, who works for the Istanbul-based real estate company Property Turkey. This is boom time for the property market, Cihanoğlu says, given that Turkey is uniquely placed for Russians seeking a way out. Even Russia's exclusion from the SWIFT money transfer system is not proving an obstacle to buying a property here.
Nowadays, the only 5 countries where they can travel is one of them is Turkey. The people who are looking for the citizenship program, they're mostly interested for investment properties in Istanbul. And nowadays, due to SWIFT ban, people are stuck with transferring money, but there is a ways, especially cryptocurrency is one of the best way how they can move their funds to Turkey. So, of course, it is a big destination where people want to park their money nowadays.
Andre says he plans to move on to Europe and establish a new life there. But his thoughts are with his family and country he left behind.
I'm thinking about them every day and I'm making calls and I'm writing them almost every day. And actually I want to take them from Russia or just have hope that Russia can change. I cannot imagine how long it can take because it already looks like a bad years of USSR. For me, it's like death of Russia.
But for now, Andrei spends his time in Istanbul counting on the support of locals and a growing network of Russians, for whom Turkey has become a refuge.